Okay, we continue the Tanya. We're in Perek Lamed Zayin in our version at page Tuf Ayin. We're talking about how doing the mitzvahs changes all kinds of things, changes the animalistic soul of the person, and we'll see how much further this takes us. We're in the middle, right in the middle, in the commentary. Vihine, Ahamshacha Shenisbarat Kan, this drawing forth of the spiritual energy that we've been talking till now, Hirak al advarim shabahem nasim ha-mitzvah. This is with things that mitzvahs are done with. Val koach adam, and the power of the person. Up to now, we've been speaking about that. Me'ata yavar ech al yedei kiyum ha-mitzvahs. And now we're going to explain how by doing mitzvahs, yelo asid lavo, how this will prepare the world in the future. Kala olam dira l'Hashem, that the entire world will be a domicile for Hashem. That's what's coming up next. So not only this, says the Tanya, Voda Cheres is also more. Okay, so besides the fact that the animalistic soul is elevated in holiness, a lot more things are happening. Shekoach nefesh hachiyunis hamislabeshes ba'osios Hadibur v'talmud Torah, o tfiluk yesven, o mitzvahs ma'isios, that the power of the living soul that is enclosed in the letters of the commandments of the Torah that you are learning, or the davening, or similar things, or other physical mitzvahs you do. So this animalistic person, that force, hare kol gidulo v'chiyuso me'adam, it's all growth. And life comes from the blood of the person. The blood is what nurtures this. Shumi klipas noga mamish. That's mamish, the klipas noga. That neutral klipa that can be elevated or made lower. And what is that? So now what is this growth through the blood? How does your blood grow? How do you maintain the blood? Shehen kol oichlin umashkin shachol. All the food you eat and the drinks you drink. Isn't that what makes your blood? Renews the blood? Makes it all? I guess if you stop eating, you're going to die, you know? You stop eating and drinking.
You starve to death.
Yeah, so I guess that does something to the blood. The blood probably becomes much less healthy as you're dying, I imagine, you know? So, right? I mean, somehow the food gets into your bloodstream, ultimately, right? Right, Martin?
You're the doctor. Well, you need fluids, firstly, to maintain volume, and you need...
But eventually what you eat gets into your bloodstream.
Sure,
eventually, the nutrients, waste, whatever that comes out of it. Anyway, so that becomes the blood. V'adam hu ha-nevesh. The blood is the living soul. Shahayu tachas memshalata, that was under its dominion, the yinku chiyusam emenu, and it nurtured its life from it. In other words, what has kept your blood going? Everything that you have put into all the food and all that stuff that came in there.
You are what you eat.
Yes. Explains the commentary. Kol chiyusa shel hakoach, all the life of that power, whom Adam, comes from the blood. And where does that come from? Where's the part of the blood come from? Shibome ochlim umashkim hamutorim shachol v'shasa. That comes from permitted food and drink that you ate and drank. V'ochlim umashkin el, and these foods and drinks, v'hadam, and the blood, hanasamahem, that is made from them, hayukodam ha-mitzvah. That's before you did the mitzvah. Tachas mamshalas klipas noga, under the dominion of the klipas noga. Okay. Now, so in other words, you're taking food, and food comes from the world. The food that you ate yesterday, there was a lot of the world that was involved in putting that food on your plate.
Oh yeah.
Starting with the sun and the wind and the rain on one level, the earth and the soil and the minerals on another level, all kinds of things. With the global community now, We see this even more. Could be that your, avocados came from Italy. I don't know where they
avocados,
came. Yeah. I don't know where they come from. And
the almonds from Italy and the olive oil.
And different things come from all the world, and they get shipped and imported, and there's lots of human beings involved in sending it your way. There's all kinds of things involved. all till that food gets on your plate, and now it's gone into your blood. So your blood is benefiting from things that are miles away from you, or in in the heavens above. Without the sun and all those things, you wouldn't have the blood the way you have the blood now. Right? But so far, we don't know what's going to happen with all that blood. We don't know what that blood's going to do. Blood is giving you that life force, enables you to do things, but it's all a klipas noga. It can go any way. So now, we continue with the Tanya. Va'atoyah, now when you're doing the mitzvah, with what force? From the force of the animalistic being that's nurturing from the blood, that's been internalizing the external world into it. Misapechas meira l'tov. It now flips over from evil that it could be to the good. V'nichleles b'kedusha, gets incorporated in holiness. How? Ayidei koach nefesh achiyunis, through the power of the animalistic soul. Hagodol mimenu, that grows from it. Shenishlabesh beosios elu, that gets enclosed in these letters of the Torah. O beasiyazu, or by doing the Torah. Asher hein hein, what are these things? What is this Torah? What are these mitzvahs? This is the penimius ritzonius barach. This is the inner desire of Hashem. Belishum hester panim, and there's nothing concealed. V'chiyusam nichlo gam kein bo'ar and sof, and now their life is incorporated in the infinite light, baruch hu shehu ritzon yisbarach, which is the will of Hashem. U'b'chiyusam, and now as they are living, nichlal, they're incorporated, v'ola gam kein koach nefesh hachiyunis, and now that the animalistic soul is elevated as well. Okay, so let's see how the commentary explains this. Chiyusan shel osios ha-torah v'atfilu ma'asimu, what's the life force behind the letters of the Torah, the davening and the mitzvahs? What's behind that? That's nichlo b'ritzon yisbarach. That's incorporating God's will. U'b'chiyos and shalosis elo, my son, through that life and those actions, nichlo koach nefesh achiyunis v'al Hashem, and incorporated in that is the animalistic soul that's involved with that, and it gets elevated. V'koach nefesh achiyunis harei ba, and where did all that force come from? Eoch l'mash, came from the food and the drink. They're all connected to that. Aha, so now what happens? Val pizeh, based on that, Yuvora, we can understand, Eich Yis'al al-Ideza, how thereby ascends Klolus Hachiyah Shalom Hazeh, the entire life of the world in general gets elevated. Because it's all connected to what's becoming elevated. Says the Tanya, Val Yideza, and thereby, Tala Gamken Klolus Klipas Noga, will now be elevated in general, the klipas noga, shiklolos hachiyah shalom hazeh, which is in general the life of this entire world, hagashmi, physical, vachomri. Why? Kasher kol neshama v'nefesh al klisha b'chol yisrael, when every soul and every godly soul of the Jewish people, of all Jewish people, hamischalekes b'protos, that gets divided up, l'shishim ribot, 600,000 root souls, tekayim kol nefesh prati shel taryag mitzvah Torah, when they fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Commentary. Kidei lahalos hachiyah shel klolos, in order to elevate the life of the entire world, tzricha lios avoda etzel kol yisrael, there's got to be service by every single Jew. It's going to explain shortly the reason for that. So we'll be patient for that. And truly that is what will be. There'll be no Jew will ever be lost. Every Jew will eventually fulfill the intent for which he was created for. The entire world will be elevated in holiness. The elevation of that life force of the entire world in general. It is done through the elevation of the Jewish people's spirit. V'yevarat chilu b'pratas ofen aliyas nefesh achiyunis b'mitzvos kiyum targ mitzvos. First, it's going to explain now in detail the elevation of the animalistic soul through the 613 mitzvos. Lachas yevar ofen aliyas kolom. They're going to explain how the whole world gets elevated. But that's what's happening here. You see how everything is interconnected. And when the Jew grows, the world that he nurtured from grows too. That's basically the point. And there's a point that all the Sfarim write. So now he goes into detail where the difference lies, the positive mitzvahs versus the negative mitzvahs. Continues the Tanya. Shasa lo sase, the 365 negative commandments. Why do we have to observe them? Lahafrid shasa gidim shaldam nefesh achayuna shebaguf shalo yinaku v'yekablu chuz ve'avera zu me'achas mishloishes klipas atumas lagam. By not staying away from the averas, we separate the 365 sinews that have blood and all that life force in the body that they don't nurture and get their life force from the averos, which is part of the three tumadik aklipas, the negative realms. Shemehem dishpoim shasa lo se teresa. That's where we get the 365 negatives. Van fame, shame, and the branches that are rabbinic that we don't want to. Because we want to stay away from the bad klipa that could nurture your being. Fences. Says the commentary, Shasa lo sase, the 365 negatives, same keneged shasa kinyonim, that corresponds to 365 sinews. Kinyonim shal shasa lo sase, the concept of 365 negatives, lahafrid es gidi hadom shal nevesh achayunish shal ikab luchiyus k'mishloj eklipas tumus k'asiyah saver. We don't want those sinews to have in their blood now to get from those klipas hatuma when you do an avera, because that's what an avera is. That's the negative, and now your sinews that have blood going through them, you have blood now that is impacted with sin. It's there. Mechabel echad magidim yinika v'chiyus megimel klipas hatumeya shemehem neshvan yisurim deraisu rabbanim. Your sinews now, each sinew corresponding to each avera, will nurture a negative force into them. And what happens then? Kasher miskasheres hanevesh achayunis im gimel klipas atumas. When the animalistic life force now nurtures from the side of unholiness, says the Tanya, v'shuv lo tuchel nevesh achayunis la'alos al Hashem. So now the animalistic soul cannot elevate to Hashem. Im nitma betuma shosh klipas atumas. If it has the three negative tumas. Shein lahem aliyalom. They never can ascend. They never can be fixed up. Ki impitol vavar legamri, unless they're totally nullified and removed. Kamosha kasavno, as it says in Zechariah, that's ruach hatuma avir meres, the spirit of impurity I will remove from the earth. The commentary elaborates on that. Afilu bevias haMashiach shekolom yal Hashem. Even when Mashiach comes and the whole world elevates to Hashem, hari lahen lo tialiyah. Those parts will not have an aliyah.
Ouch.
He's after he can't. Elo bitl vavar. You got to totally remove them.
Uh oh.
You got to remove what? You got to remove those sinews.
Yeah.
Those sinews have been infected.
Contaminated.
That's what you need to guard yourself from these averas. So you're to hold back the animalistic soul to ascend. Now you're telling me. What about all the averas I did till now? Says the brackets. If you didn't avera, tzorich lasses tshuva. You got to do real tshuva. Shal yada mafrid es asam shosh klipas tumas. That separates you from those three negative tumas. For further elaboration, listen to this week's parsha class.
Oh boy,
will help us with that. Okay, because the truth of the matter is, how do you get it out? It's there. So I have to see, but it's got to be. So tshuva can't help. But you've got to do a really good tshuva. All right, that's the negatives. That's why you want to stay away from the bad activities, because then everything that gets nurtured from the side of evil, and that's something that can never be elevated. Keshivar, now we're going to explain, says the commentator, Asharali Dei Mitzvah Saseh, who am shachas al kosbol. The positive mitzvahs draw godliness actively, says the time. For amach mitzvah saseh, the 248 positive mitzvahs are lahamshich or ein sof baruch hu lamato. It draws forth the infinite light below. when it trumps down, lahalos, lo, to elevate the human being, ulakasher, and to bind him, uliyachad bo klolos hanevesh hachayuna shebaramach evareha guv biyuchad gomer, to unify his overall animalistic soul of 248 organs with a complete unity, lios lachon mashmi mamish one. That's what Hashem wanted when he wanted a domicile down here. Vehem lo, and the Jews are lemer keva, lemer kava, kamavas. They become a chariot like the patriarchs were. Commentary. Inyan adir, the idea of the domicile is not lorach manias davershil. It's not just removing the negative things. Shmiras shasalos, say, be careful not to sin. Imagine if you want to have a Rosh Yeshiva stay in your house. So in your house, you have all kinds of immoral pictures hanging from the wall.
No.
You got a TV in your house. You got an unfiltered internet.
Ay-ay-ay.
You've got some tray food in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
You have the epitome of Gashmius. So, okay, the rabbi's coming to my house. Okay, getting rid of the pictures, getting rid of the internet, getting rid of everything. So, good. So now, can he come into your house?
No.
There's nothing there for him.
There's no holiness.
There's no svarim. There's no kosher food to eat. There's nothing there. So what's it going to help? What's going to help if you've avoided the negative? Do you have you know, really comfortable mattresses? You know? Ela hamshachas alakus beramach mitzvah saseh benevesh chodesh v'shol. It dwells amongst the 248 organs that have fulfilled the mitzvahs that give life to the Jew. That's what makes the house a home. Makes it a domicile. It's a place where Hashem can live. Not just where he can, you know, not be in pain. He's got to be comfortable. He has to have a place that's already massaged with all those mitzvahs. See the footnote at the bottom, Beis. Zel, this is what the pasuk means when it says "Tomim tiyem Hashem elokecha." Be wholesome, be perfect with Hashem. Tomim, what does Tomim mean? Perusho she'enu b'amum, has no blemishes. V'ayinu shekol ramach evarom v'shasagi dov yu b'shem, said all the 248 and 365 body parts and sinews are perfect. How's that? Shasagi dov, the 365 sinews b'shmiras l'shasalos shlo tamu b'tumas kim klipas. You don't do any averus to put in the bad klipas in there. Ramach Evram, 248 organs, you merkava l'Hashem. That becomes the chariot of Hashem when you fulfill the 248 mitzvahs. That's it. You have to make sure it's working good. It's a good chariot without any tumma in it. Okay. So now the person is fit. So this is all going back to the whole idea that doing the mitzvahs, it's not a question to get this reward that's external to the person. It's what you worked on in yourself. You've cleaned the domicile. You've made sure that no filth is in there. You made sure there's good, healthy furniture, spiritual furniture. And now, and the reward is, wouldn't you get a tremendous hana if a great Adam Gadol would stay in your house? Mm. Whoa. And he'd thank you afterwards. And he said, I'm going to come again. And you get to schmooze with him a little bit and bask in his light.
Isn't that what Pesach Khan had at his house?
Yes. So, you know, and that's a rewarding experience. It's the experience itself, and that's what it's all about. That's what Yiddishkeit's all about. Enjoying having the big one, the big guy.
The big guy coming to your house?
He's in your house.
He's in the house.
And there's times that are more auspicious than others, like Shabbos, no?
Whoa. Shabbos.
Shabbos day, the big guy can come over.
You better believe
it. But you got to make sure the house is ready for him. Whoa. The house, it really is Shabbos. Wow. Right? But it's going to do more than that. It's not just for yourself, continues the Tanya. One, now the, in general, animalistic part of all the Jewish people. If every Jew does what he's supposed to do, and he is his own Merkava, Merkava here, Merkava there, Merkava everywhere, then next step. Now the entire physical life force of the entire universe. Shehi klipas noga, which now presently is a klipas noga, we don't know where it's going to go. Teitze us metumas, it leaves its tuma, vechalasa, and it's, I think it's sickness.
Yeah.
I think vital lekdusha now ascends to holiness. Leos merkava Hashem, the entire world is a merkava for Hashem. These galos kvoda reveals Hashem's glory. V'roch obasar yachtov, and all flesh will see together. V'yofi alem, and will appear upon them. Ba'dargon guzon Hashem with His grandeur and His power and all that stuff. V'yamalei kvoda Hashem's glory, and Hashem's honor will fill the world. V'yisrael yiru ayin be'ayin, and Jews will see eye to eye. Kibamat and Torah, like when the Torah is given, as it says, you were shown to know that Hashem is the God, and there is nothing else but Hashem. In other words, who's going to really enjoy and see the most? Not the Goyim, the Yidden. That's what the commentary says. The Jews will have an advantage over the rest. They will see eye to eye. It says, all flesh will see. Even a goyish flesh will see something. But it's not ayin by ayin, eye to eye. That's what it was when God gave the Torah. The world got some kind of revelation. Even the animals got something out of Matan Torah, as the rabbis say. A bird didn't chirp, a dog didn't bark. But still in all, Kozahu Ba'ain Aruch, you can't compare it, Legilah Shoshal, to the revelation of Jews got. As it says, Ato you, Hare Sladas. You knew, nobody else knew like you knew. Okay. Vine, the commentary says, Hamedubarada, kan, until now we've been speaking, Alalias Klolas Achish Olamazesh, Shemiklipas Nogvis God for Hashem. We have spoken how the world gets elevated from the Klipa Noga, and Hashem's honor is revealed. And we call it still all, Hariyashem Gam Gimel Klipas Atmeas, but there's still those three negative Klipas that are hanging around. So you got to deal with those guys, right? You got the neutral ones. The neutral ones can be elevated. This neutral world can be elevated. What about those negative guys? He has to add on to that. But you see how this is all happening now. If you have a lot of Jews doing everything they're supposed to do, then there's a lot of the world is being connected to all that.
Right.
And that's what's going to all elevate when Mashiach comes. Mm. But now is the last bad guy, we got to deal with him. And once all this happens, then Yitzbelu'u will be swallowed up. These Batul Agamri and totally nullified. Kol HaSholosh Klipas, all the three negative Klipas. Why? Ki Yenikasan V'chiyusam Mehak because now they get nurtured through the klipas noga that's in between. What does that mean? DNA. Kol davar tzarich l'kabel chiyus means everything gets its life force from kedusha. Even the three bad klipas, they still exist because of God's will. The gimel klipas atzmeas harachokas mamon, because even the three negative klipas are very far away kedusha. Still kabelas chiyus and hialadei klipas noga. They get it through the klipas noga. Yeah, but what if the Klipas Noga is good now?
Uh-oh.
Afke Shetala Klipas Noga. Once the Klipas Noga is fully holy, Liam Mamutza say you don't have this intermediary, and it only can feed from negative holiness.
So the supplier's gone.
Umameli is batlu, vi is balu. It'll be nullified and swallowed up.
Oh, boy.
It's done. It's saying, can you, every day the Tumah says, can you feed me a little bit? Klipas Noga says, no problem. No problem. These Jews have been talking Lashon Hara, doing Averis, and all this par food. All this par food is becoming treif. And we've got lots of negative stuff from all the Jews, and we can supply you an endless supply of negative stuff. And they gobble it up.
No.
Gobbles it up. Earthquakes. All kinds of things.
Earthquakes?
Where do you think the earthquakes come from? Comes from the Jews. The Goyim are right. All the problems are Jewish problems. They don't understand what they're saying.
Like Wayne DePaul.
But they're right.
A lot of Israelis.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
Whatever. Somebody was telling me this is where the gay people get their surrogate children.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And Nepal is the same word as like navel, miscarriage. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway. It's Nepal, navel. Navel, no? Anyway, so it's all our fault. We have to take responsibility for it. Okay, but anyway, we won't tell them that.
No, don't say a word.
Okay, but that's how that klipa's got nothing to nurture anymore when things are good. Continues the Tanya. V'nimtza comes out. Ki kol tachlis shol yimayis ha-Mashiach t'chias ha-Mesu. The whole purpose of Mashiach t'chias ha-Mesu. Shehu gilui kvodo, it's the revealing Hashem's honor, v'alokuso, and His divinity's work. L'hava ruach ha-tumim ha-Mesu, to remove the spirit of filth, of tumim from the earth. So what does it depend on? Toli b'am shachas alukuso v'orein sof baruch hu l'nevesh ha-chayuna she-beklol ish-yishol. It depends on drawing forth godliness into the animalistic soul that's incorporated in all the Jews, in all the 248 body parts, and the kumishon rach mitzvah, doing the very mitzvah say, will have a ruach atum imenu, and to remove the filth. Why? By avoiding bishmeras shoshasa mitzvah, by not doing 365 sins. Shol yinat kum imenu, they shouldn't nurture from that. The shasagidah, sin you shouldn't nurture from that. That's what Mashiach is. Everything's clean as a whistle and powerful. Commentary. What's going to be in the future is the Gilui Elokuso, the revelation of Hashem, Vavaris Ruach Atum, and removing the Ruach of impurity. So that's the two things. Tluim, they depend. B'masha Osim Yisrael, B'Rosim Shevim, how the Jews do their avodah in these two areas. To reveal Hashem, Gilui Kvod of Lukos Yisbarach, how is that? That's to say, it depends on drawing forth the divine power into the animalistic soul through the 248 positive mitzvahs. And that makes it all clean and shiny and positive. How do we get the filth from the earth? Through the action, to remove the impurity from the animalistic soul, by carefully not transgressing the 365 negative commandments. In other words, once the klipas noga is holy, then the three bad klipas are gone.
Well, they got nothing to nurture from.
Okay. And so that's what happens. Okay. Let's continue. Now, after Yavor, now we're going to explain. Why is it through the physical activities of the Jewish people with their animalistic soul does it draw forth the rest of the world? How does that happen? Why is it so that when the Jew does what he does, the rest of the world benefits? And he says, Ki klolos Yisrael, the overall Jewish people, same shishim ribin nishmas pratis, that are 600,000 specific souls, that is the overall life force of the overall world. Because the world was created for the Jewish people. There's a direct connection between a Jewish soul and 1/600,000th of the planet. Direct connection. And every detail of them, And that corresponds, every Jew corresponds to 1/600,000th of the planet. Hatoli b'naf shechinus depends on that animalistic soul aloso shemdos to elevate it. From which the human being uses this physical world, litzarach kuva for his body, v'naf shechinus and his animalistic soul, avodas Hashem to serve Hashem. Kegon, achilu shasiyah, like eating and drinking, v'domeim and similar to that, v'dira and living v'cholkli, so everything we use in this world, everything you touch, your house, your car, everything physical in this world that you touch is connected to the rest of the universe. Plain and simple. Directly connected. Commentary. Bishvil Yisrael Nivram, the world was created for the Jewish people. And we do these two things. When we draw forth divinity and we remove the tumah, nifal came, the whole world gets affected by that. Like in general, the Jewish people in general are the general world. as it is in general, Kainu b'chol b'devar prat. That's said this in detail as well. Every one of the 600,000 souls, so there's a part of the world that depends on their avoda. Hashem divides the world according to all the numbers of Jews. And every individual Jew has his job to do to elevate himself and that part of the world that corresponds to him.
Who had Nepal?
Shayach l'shal Yehudi l'chalko ba'olam hi al yedei nav shachiyonis. His connection to his portion of the world depends on what kind of animalistic force he has. Since his animalistic force has to use this world, I don't know if anything is made in Nepal that we use. Anyway, the world elevates together with him. And we're going to stop here. We're already going to half an hour. We'll continue footnote Gimel
next time.
Next week. So elevate yourself and elevate